Evening everyone, it's Lee Hodge here. Just a little thing I've decided I'd like to start on Audioboo. Now, apologies to sighted people who might be listening, although you might find it interesting anyway. But what I'd like to talk about, because there are a lot of guide dog owners here on Audioboo, and what I wanted to sort of start a discussion about was how people decided to get a guide dog in the first place. You know, what made people decide to have a guide dog? Because it's not everyone's choice of mobility. Some people prefer to have a long cane and so on.
Can I do mine first?
So you can do yours in a minute, yeah. So basically, I'll start with mine. Mine roots back a long, long way because my parents were both totally blind. Well, no, my dad was partially sighted and then lost a lot of his sight in his 30s. And my mum had a guide dog. She actually got her first guide dog in 1959 from Leamington, which was the only training centre. Thank you, motorbike. Which was the only training centre back then. And so she got her first dog in 59 and her second in 1970, and she had guide dogs right up to her death in 2000. My dad got his first guide dog in 1973 from Bolton. So I was brought up with guide dogs in the house from a very young age. Well, from the day I was born, there was guide dogs in the house. My brother is fully sighted, so obviously it's fine. When I was born, I started with an eye condition called retinoblastoma, which is tumours behind the eye, which we were told, my parents were told, wasn't hereditary, when in fact it was, and it skipped my brother Ian and got me, and they didn't know till I was 18 months old, when my eye started to glow like a cat's eye. Anyway, I was partially sighted in those days, and I always wanted a dog, and I was never allowed to have one, because of the two guide dogs in the house. So they bought me a budgie, who I love dearly, Bobby, but it's not the same as a dog. And then when I was 16, overnight pretty much, the bulk of my sight went. Not all of it, but quite a lot of it. And so they relented and said, well, we can't stop you having a guide dog. So I applied for my first guide dog at 16. And when I went to RNC in the September, when I was 16 or thereabouts, I didn't have a dog, but I'd applied. And I was offered my first guide dog the following July. And he was a yellow, well, almost white Labrador called Darby. And I took him to my second year at college. And that was how I decided to have a guide dog. I was very much influenced by how I saw them make such a difference to my parents. And as a dog lover anyway, it was my decision that I always wanted a dog, and then it progressed to a guide dog when I needed one. And I'm now on my fifth guide dog, having had them for nearly 30 years, and I wouldn't be without a dog unless I really had to be, for only short term, like I was between Andy and Emily, through circumstances. But to me, guide dogs are the Rolls Royce of mobility. I just find it so much easier being independent with a guide dog. So that's why I applied for a guide dog. And I'm sure there are lots and lots of other people out there who have varying reasons. You might not even have been into dogs, never lived with a dog. And it'd be so interesting to hear other people's stories of why they got a guide dog, what made them decide and what a difference it's made. Good and bad experiences and whatever, it'd be very interesting. So I just thought it'd be a nice thread and something a bit different to start. And I'd be interested in other people's comebacks as to what dogs have done for you and why you applied for one in the first place. I'd say I'm on my fifth dog. Darby was a yellow Labrador. Then I had Alexander, or Alex as I called him. He was a collie retriever. Then I had Newton, who was a retriever lab. Then I had Andy, who was a lab retriever, and now I've got Emily, who is a lab retriever. So she's my first girl. So, yeah, there you go. I'm throwing it open to everybody, and I'd be very interested to hear other people's stories and reasons for having a guide dog. Bye for now.